Luke chapter 1 summary. Luke chapter 1 provides information about the women who were pregnant with both Joshua and John the Baptist and covers John's birth. Luke chapter 2 summary. Information about Joshua's birth and events pertaining to it. Includes this account of Joshua's words when he was only 12 years old. Chapter 2 verses 42. And when he, Joshua, became 12, they, Joshua's parents and siblings, went up there according to the custom of the feast, a religious celebration. And as they were returning, Joshua's parents and siblings, after spending the full number of days, the boy Joshua stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan, and went a day's journey, and they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. Then after 3 days they found him, Joshua, in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And he said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. And he left and went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them, to honor and respect them and do what they said. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. End chapter 2. Luke chapter 3 summary. Luke chapter 3 introduces John the Baptist's work and his message of feeling remorse over one's sin and thus changing one's behavior. This chapter covers the genealogy or the genealogical history of Joshua of Nazareth, which was important proof to the Jews to prove he could be Messiah. Luke chapter 4 introduces Joshua of Nazareth. We pick up right in verse 1. Quote, "Joshua, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil," or Satan, a powerful spiritual being who hates and thus works against Joshua's father. "And he ate nothing during those days, and when they had ended, he became hungry. And the devil said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread.' And Joshua answered him, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone.' And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And Satan said to Joshua, 'I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall be yours.' And Joshua answered, 'It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.' And Satan led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the pinnacle or the top of the temple and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. And on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.' And Joshua answered and said to him, 'It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.' And when Satan had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. And Joshua returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread all throughout the surrounding area. And he began teaching in their religious buildings and was praised by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he entered the religious building on the Sabbath, the Jews' holy day, which is the religious, which the religious believe no work at all should be done on. And he stood up to read. And the book of the prophet, a person who spoke God's truths, Isaiah, was handed to him, and he opened the book and found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the religious building were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, 'Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.' And all were speaking well of him and wondering at the gracious words which were falling from his lips. But they were also saying, 'Is this not Joseph's son?' And he said to them, No doubt you will quote this proverb to me, Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we heard was done at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well. And he said, Truly I say to you, no prophet, that is a person who speaks God's truth, is welcome in his hometown. But I say to you, in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine came all over the land. And yet Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elijah the prophet, a person who spoke God's truths, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And the people in the religious building were filled with rage as they heard these things, and they got up and drove him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city had been built in order to throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went on his way. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were amazed at his teaching, for his message was with authority. In the religious building there was a man possessed by the spirit of an unclean demon or bad angel, and he cried out with a loud voice, Let us alone! What business do you have with each other, Joshua of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Joshua rebuked him, saying, Be quiet and come out of him. And when the demon bad angel had thrown him down in the midst of the people, he came out of him without doing him any harm. And amazement came upon all. They began talking with one another, saying, What is this message? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the report about him was spreading into every people group in the surrounding area. Then he got up and left the religious building and entered Simon Peter's home. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to help her. And standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she immediately got up and waited on them. While the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and laying his hands on each one of them, he was healing them. Demons or bad angels also were coming out of many, shouting, You are the Son of God. But rebuking him, he would not allow them to speak. But rebuking them, he would not allow them to speak because they knew him to be the Messiah. When day came, Joshua left and went to a secluded place, and the crowd were searching for him and came to him and tried to keep him from going away. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. So he kept on preaching in the religious buildings of Judea. End of chapter 4. Chapter 5, verse 1. Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, the words of Joshua, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got onto one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began to teach the people on the boat, or from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Put out into very deep water and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered and said, Master, we all worked all night and caught nothing at all. But I will do as you say and let down the nets. When they had done this, they captured a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them, and they came and filled both of the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Joshua's feet, saying, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For amazement has seized him and his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Joshua said to Simon, Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men. Commentary note 2. This is every disciple's job, not evangelist, quote unquote, the falsehood that Paul teaches in Ephesians chapter 4:11. Peter, a simple fisherman, would become a disciple of Joshua, and in turn would become a fisher of men. And so it is with all disciples. Some fish better than others, but all are to fish, as our most basic mission in this life, to introduce people to our Father and to help others see he is their Father as well. End of commentary note. Back to the text, verse 11. When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything. They forsook, see Luke chapter 12, verse 33, and followed him. While he was in one of their cities, behold, there was a man covered with leprosy, a bad skin disease. And when he saw Joshua, he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean, or please heal me. And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed or healed. And immediately the leprosy left the man. And he ordered him to tell no one, but go show yourself to the religious leader and make an offering for your cleansing, just as Moses commanded, as a testimony to them, that they would understand, since it fit into their religious beliefs. But the news about him was spreading even farther, and large crowds were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Joshua himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. One day he was teaching, and there were some religious leaders and lawyers sitting there who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing. And some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and set him down in front of Joshua. But not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up onto the roof and let him down through the tiles with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd and in front of Joshua. Seeing their faith, Joshua said, Friend, your sins are forgiven. The Bible experts and religious leaders began to reason, saying, Who is this man who speaks blasphemies, bad things about God? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But Joshua, aware of their reasoning, answered and said to them, Why are you reasoning so in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins have been forgiven, or for you to say, get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man, Joshua's favorite title for himself, has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, get up, pick up your stretcher, and go home. Immediately he got up before them, and picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. They were all struck with astonishment and began glorifying God. And they were filled with fear, saying, We have seen remarkable things today. After that, Joshua went out and noticed a tax collector named Levi, or Matthew, sitting in the tax booth. And he said to him, Follow me. And he left everything behind, see Luke 12:33, and got up and began to follow him. And Levi gave a big reception for him in his house, and there was a great crowd of tax collectors and other people who were reclining at the table with him. The religious leaders and their Bible experts began grumbling at his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners? And Joshua answered and said to them, It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Repentance means to feel truly sorry about your bad behavior or words and change. And they said to him, The disciple of John often fast and pray and offer prayers. The disciples of religious leaders also do the same. But yours eat and drink. And Joshua said to them, You cannot make the friends of the bridegroom, the man getting married, fast or not eat while the bridegroom is with them, can you? But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast in those days. And he was also telling them a parable or stories with hidden meanings. No one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and puts it on an old garment, otherwise he will both tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wishes for new, for he says the old is good enough. Commentary note 3. Here illustrates a contrast between the religious people, the disciples of John the Baptist and the followers of the current religious leaders, and customs of his day, and his own disciples or followers. The contrast is simple. Joshua's new message and way is so different than the Jewish religious ways that to try and mix them will bring both to ruin. Furthermore, people who are used to their religion will not want to listen to Joshua since their religion is, quote, good enough. This is particularly relevant for the many messianic sects, those sects which attempt to mix Joshua's teachings with the Hebrew Scriptures' teachings. End of chapter 5.